this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor, I know you're not going to call me back, and if you did, you'd probably somehow bring up Aaron Rodgers, even though I wouldn't, because I bring up the other dude. The other one of the greatest Packers of all times. Dudes, did I say that right? Anyways, Davante Adams. How about that quote? I'm paraphrasing, and I'll insert the quote. I will. But I think he said, yeah, there's losses and wins, but there's also greatness.
To me, it's not just about, you know, I'm sure people thinking like, you know, well, they won the game, they won the Packers game, you know, why is there an issue? I mean, you see why it's an issue. You know, y'all should know who I am, know what I'm about at this point. So it's not about, you know, when you're a player like me, mentally, my benchmark is not wins and losses, it's greatness. So when I go out there, I expect to be able to have that ability to put that on tape and have an influence on the game. And that's, like I say every week, that's my purpose for being here. I'm not here just to hang out and, you know, like I said, come here to hang out with Derek and all of that stuff from last year. Came here to win and to do it the right way. So, if it don't look like it's supposed to look, then, I mean, I'm going to be frustrated if I'm not a part of that plan, because...
And this doesn't surprise me that he would bring up a third part to... to what seems pretty black and white, right? Wins and losses. Like normal people only think in those terms, but here we have one of the people who are actually great in that 0.1% of what they do. And yeah, he's bringing up the fact that a big reason why he does what he does, or why he lives every day as a football player, is so he can show the world all the work he's been doing and be great. Yes, be great. Not just a part of success, but be the greatest reason for that success. And I fuck with it. I fuck with it. That being said, I know it sounds crazy because he was on my team. Bruh, how would I feel if Jordan Love said that? Because to me, go ahead and feel that, but don't say it. Why? Because it's a team game. One thing matters. I think. I mean, I'm on this side. Where, yeah, just the team means everything. I ain't even on the Packers or the Vancouver Canucks, but I have more purpose. To eat vegetables, to drink water, to take care, to walk my dog, to be nice to people, to forgive. Because I got my people. Not my fans, but I got the fans, you know? So, a bit of a mixed bag all over the place. Again, Kyle Bowen, Trevor. Kyle Bowen. I'm curious, though. If you want to call me back this week, listen to the quote. Please don't assume and paraphrase. Listen to it like 6 times. Really sit with it, and I want to talk to you about it, because sports are just that. Wins and losses and fucking greatness and sadness and depression and passion and emotion and anger and delusion and assumption and... Dude, I'm a fucking loser because I cheer for teams who combined have given me one championship in 20 plus years of actual true fandom. Like, I'm loyal. I don't got second teams. I don't got a lot of favorite players on other teams. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those guys. I've won one championship. I probably watched over 4,000 games, right? I think that's the math. Maybe more. Maybe less. I'll stop, though. It could get dark. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Begsy, take care of your family, then take care of me. I don't know when you're listening to this, but hey, I'll call you tomorrow. Maybe. Peace.